Lanterns Aura presents Aslantha, episode 38, The Dungeon, the Kitchen, and the Master.
Horrific. I get this is like a spooky evil castle, but why would you want a series of paintings depicting Qorgon doing absolutely horrendous things in war?
That's not Qorgon.
What?
It's not Qorgon, look. The last painting shows the leader standing victorious in front of the tower. Humans, elves, and dwarves stand around him. These are all paintings of Orion.
Oh gods!
It's just a painting. There's no way Orion is actually that evil, right?
Yeah. There's no way the rest of the city would follow someone like that.
Unless they were so scared of Qorgon that they thought they had no choice but to do something like this.
They probably thought their own people were acceptable casualties, like how they treated my crew.
Look, we're speculating something with no proof. Let's just find your cool and get out of here.
I didn't like those paintings. Paintings have flowers and pretty people and mountains.
I didn't like them much either.
Drizzyk mentioned something like this, that Orion wasn't a good guy after all.
Coming from Drizzyk, though, it didn't even sound like it could be possible. I mean, how are we supposed to know that's the one thing he decided not to lie about?
He was lying, though. He's always lying. Right after he said that, he talked about how Qorgon was good.
History is always written by the victors.
What do you mean by that?
I said it then too. What Drizzyk was saying about Qorgon was true. He did let all into his army, even races that we would assume he would consider the enemy. Elves and humans and others like that. He wasn't good though. There's no way of reading the history of the city that makes Qorgon look objectively good.
That makes it sound like Orion was only the better of two evils.
Everyone, stop.
We're not arguing, Turgeon. We're just having a discussion.
What was the last part of the directions again?
End of the hall, there's a big door.
Do any of you see the end of the hall?
No.
I don't see the other end of the hallway either.
Of course. It's another endless hallway.
What are we supposed to do now?
Should have known it wouldn't be as easy as following directions.
You know, for a city of magic, we should expect more magic traps.
We might just have to choose a door.
Just choose a door?
Fine. What about this one?
Guys, we need to pick another door.
We really need to start bringing torches.
Can anyone see in here?
Nope.
And the door is locked.
Wouldn't expect anything less.
It's really dark.
Hold my hand, Lilith. We don't want to lose you.
Okay. Everyone, place our hand to the right wall. And walk slowly. This room has to end somewhere.
Does it?
Just start walking.
What was that?
I just kicked something on the floor. Oh. Gods.
Lilith, cover your eyes.
Okay.
It's a dungeon. Lucky for us, it doesn't look like it's been used for a while.
And there's a door at the other end. Let's just go.
Lilith, I'm going to lead you, okay? Keep your eyes closed.
Okay. I don't like the noises.
I know. It's gonna be okay. We just need to get to the other side of the room.
Rowan, come over here.
Okay.
What do these bones belong to?
What do you mean?
What race is it?
Oh, let me see. They're in really rough shape, but I think they're probably orc or maybe half orc by the density.
And this one?
A goblin, maybe?
And this?
An elf.
I think these are the followers of Qorgon.
So Dracul might not be the follower of Qorgon we thought he was.
I don't think he was a big fan of Orion either, if those paintings from earlier have anything to say about it.
Turgeon, oh my gods, I think you're right. These uniforms are falling apart, but there's no mistaking the symbol of Qorgon.
I'm starting to think we don't know anything about the war between Orion and Qorgon.
Can we go now?
Sorry, Illith. Yes, of course. Thank the gods that door wasn't locked.
Dracul might be neutral in this.
How so?
Well, if he was never completely on Qorgon's side, then we might be able to talk to him, convince him to help. I'm sure he has lots of connections and resources at his disposal.
He didn't seem to be a big fan of Orion either.
Well, while that other stuff would be nice, Tick, we really only need the key.
I know talking worked for the dragon. I still can't believe it did, but it did. And you are great at talking your way out of stuff, but people don't become the sole leader of the second most feared district by being an honest, nice, easygoing guy. He's going to have centuries of practice fighting and talking to get exactly what he wants.
I know we're going to the dining room, but I doubt he's going to have a sit-down conversation over dinner with us.
So we're fighting then.
Sounds like it.
Unfortunately, that's my guess.
If the opportunity comes up, you're more than welcome to try talking, Tick.
Whoa, that door is huge.
Looks like a grand door to me.
Wait, do you hear that?
It's coming from this door.
And you guys want to go through that door instead of the one that the spider said to go through? Of course, fine, let's go.
Well, we found all the staff.
But what are they preparing for?
Looks like a feast.
But for who?
Oh, there you are. Apologies. I didn't think you'd make it past the foyer. I'm so glad you've made it. Please follow me. My master is waiting for you.
Well, I guess we found Dracul.
I don't like this.
So I guess we're following them then.
Stay close to me, Lilith.
Master Dracul, your guests have arrived.
My friends, welcome. I was wondering when you would arrive. I was just having a chat with our wonderful host.
Welcome to my home. Please have a seat. I would be honored to have you for dinner this evening.
Eslintha is a podcast created by Lantern Zora. Today's episode was written by Karma and Sean McGarry and directed by Sean McGarry. It was edited by Carter Lyon and Karma. Today's episode was produced by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, and Sean McGarry. It was performed by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, Sean McGarry, Anya Aldred, Kyle Baker, and Matt Hall. That Eslintha theme song was written by Andrew Bianchi. To comment on episodes, make donations, view merchandise, and social links, visit lanternzora.com. Visit us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at lanternzora. For early access to future episodes and bonus behind-the-scenes content, check out our Patreon. To contact us, email us at lanternzora@gmail.com. Episode 39 will be airing Friday, July 7th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for listening.